Track 7. The Park Makeover Day.
Sophia put on her baseball cap and looked around the park. The early morning sun made long shadows across the basketball court. The air smelled fresh, like wet grass. Students from every grade were already busy. Some were painting the playground slide a bright yellow. Others were digging small holes to plant new trees. "Hey, Sophia," called Mateo. He was carrying a heavy box of paint cans. "Will you please help me with these?" "Of course," she said, taking one of the cans. At the far end of the park, the art club was working on a colorful mural. It showed scenes from the town's history, the old railway station, the market, and the annual parade. The music club was setting up speakers near the picnic tables. A cheerful playlist played softly in the background as Sophia and Mateo dropped off the paint and joined a group fixing the broken benches. "Will you pass me the hammer, please?" asked Anna, one of the student leaders. Sophia gave it to her and watched as Anna nailed a loose plank back into place. By mid-morning, the park already looked different. Flowers grew in neat rows along the paths, and the basketball court lines were fresh and white. The principal walked around, smiling and thanking the students for their hard work, but at lunchtime, everyone sat under the big oak tree for a picnic. Parents had brought sandwiches, fruit, and juice. The music club played songs, and the drama club practiced a short comedy for the afternoon. Laughter filled the AIR dot as the sun began to set. The art club finished the mural. Everyone stopped to look at it, a bright wall of colors telling the story of their town. Sophia felt proud. The park was not only cleaner, it felt alive again.